Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
everybody, and welcome to Sweet Discussions here on Blog Talk Radio. We are part of All Poetry, one of the largest poet networks on the internet, and within that is Team of Voices, which I'm a proud member of, and we have amazing poets who love to just sit back, talk about their poems, write about their poems, and if you ever want to join us, feel free to come on by. It's free. Well, everybody loves it here at Team of Voices, or so I hear. Tonight we are talking about smell and how it connects your memories. So, Wayne, say hello.
Hello. How you doing?
There's just you and I right now. Just me and you.
All
right. Yeah, I don't know where Mama Truth is this Wednesday.
I'm like,
all
a
this Wednesday
me
night thing is. This Wednesday night thing is killing me. I haven't had anybody come join me. I'm like, it's Wednesday, guys. It's Wednesday. Come play with me.
It's always a slow night. It's a slow night, for sure.
Well, I don't think a lot of people know that I moved from Thursday to Wednesday yet.
No. That's probably where we go.
Yeah. So, I'm just wondering. It's like I went from Thursday to Wednesday. Might have to go back to, like, Thursday. I'm not sure I'm liking these Wednesdays.
have to advertise more billboards.
Yeah, I'll get billboards out, put a bikini top on, and just hang out. See if I can get some flowers. Men, women, all alike, come join me. Yeah, it'll be fun.
A little bit late on a Wednesday night. Everybody's got a hump day. School let out today. The kids got his last day of school today. Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. But then again, I don't have kids.
Oh, me neither. Well, I got 14 of them with 8 men.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm a man. I paid for them. I'm a man.
All right. Well, what is your favorite smell?
Oh, my smell? I just wrote about smell. I didn't write about my favorite smell because you'll find out.
I'm just asking you.
My favorite smell? Early morning. Like early in the morning, that smell, misty smell. The dew and dawn. That's my smell.
Huh.
That ozone smell.
That is.
That ozone smell.
I'm going to welcome Hatter.
Unmute.
Hey, Matt Hatter, how are you?
Hey.
Hey,
I heard you.
Hey.
I heard. Hey, wait a minute, what's up?
I'm paying.
You heard.
How you feeling?
You heard us.
Yeah.
I'm good, how are you?
You busted some ribs, didn't you, Wayne?
Oh, yeah, busted five of them. Got five fresh ribs.
Those
are three stars.
Five
collarbones. It was pretty painful. The first 3 weeks was probably the most pain as I could handle. But it's about gone now. I'm handling it now. I worked 8 hours out of the yard today. You know, I got to get my knee operated on.
I've had broken ribs before.
Yeah,
depending on where it's broken, it can be very uncomfortable.
If you sneeze or you laugh or you do anything.
Cough.
Hookups will kill you. It's not broken like that. It's amazing. Amazing. But I made it through it. I got one surgery to go through, and I'll be done, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, tore a ligament in my
That's
knee.
That's awful.
Wow.
I didn't think about it for the first 3 weeks because everything else hurt so bad I didn't even recognize it. I didn't walk nowhere, so after 3 weeks I started walking around. I said, hell, I can't walk my knees out. So I didn't know it. Everything else hurt so bad I didn't pay no attention.
Yeah, and those are all young
so
football injuries.
Yeah. Part of life. I got Morgan on it.
So we all hate the smell of a hospital.
Oh, man. Ooh, yeah. They don't go to hospitals.
Hospital has a smell?
Cannot. Yeah. Hospitals have a smell. Just so that you know. In case you didn't know.
Yeah. They were holding me hostage in March.
How long were you in the hospital? A few days, weren't you?
Yeah, but for the hip thing.
For the hip thing?
Yeah,
well,
it's
just a little thing. What are you complaining about?
I know. Well, I'll tell you what. I wanted to go home. My doctors wanted me to go home. The staff definitely wanted me to go home. But because some clerk somewhere decided that the paperwork wasn't correct somehow. I can't remember what the excuse they would make it. I even had an admin lady come down and try to explain it to me. And she goes, well, you can do an AMA, leave the hospital, get medical advice if you want to, but that avoids your insurance type thing. And I go, well, I could understand that. If it was AMA, it's ACA, against clerical abuse. So you got somebody that didn't even go to medical school deciding whether I can go home or not. And she looked at me and went, well, no, sort of. You know, that seems a bit, something's wrong with that picture, don't you think?
It's
so I was saying I was released.
Yeah.
I was released within the 4 hours after that. They let me go. I was mad. I wanted to get home.
A bit. I went to emergency room. I didn't like it. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Somebody come out the gym. I think they're more sick when they leave in the hospital than they was when they got there. So, yeah, watch the hospitals. They got germs.
at church.
Well, I went there thinking, okay, I'm glad they're holding me over one night because I'll be able to get a couple of meals. Now, the reason I say that, Mercy San Juan is a hospital near where I grew up, and that was where I had my knee operations, and I was taken to because of the trauma center after my accident. Treated very well there. I spent a lot of time there, let's just put it that way. Their cafeteria was 4-star restaurant. I mean, it was that good. I never had a bad meal there, man. And I tell you, even when I was working near the hospital as an electrician, I would go to the cafeteria and eat at Mercy San Juan cafeteria. So this is a Mercy hospital. Now, my soft operation, my hip was done at Mercy Folsom. So I know it's a Mercy hospital, right? So I think, oh, great, great food. It was God awful. Oh my God. Get me out of here. I started counting out on being good. So that's right. I was at Mercy General for my back surgeries. Mercy General. Great food. But Mercy Folsom. Oh. I told him that too.
Cool.
I told him that too.
I got another
call. Okay.
So let's say hello to Jessica. Jessica.
Hello. Oh, Jessica.
717.
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Might have known me. A long time ago, I had another life where I was called Chuck. I guess you don't know that name either.
Chuck the Chick? I know that name.
Chick named Chuck.
Yeah.
What about her?
Been a while, guys. Hello, how are you?
That's her. You're talking to her.
That's her? Oh,
yes, yes.
Hi. Chick named Chuck. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. I'm busy. I've lots of changes, but I'm here to help read some poetry and comment, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, do you remember Chuck?
Chuck, I don't know if I do or not. He sounds familiar, you know. I don't know.
I've had a couple of different pen names. I've been on all poetry almost a decade. I've actually been on all poetry for one time. I just come off and on a lot.
Nice to have you aboard. I see your voice.
Well, I have actually quarantined. So, I'm not well. I'm not well, but sweet. I'll let you run your show, and I'll be here for whatever you need.
Thank you, darling.
Maybe you get a drink
after
the show. I didn't hear what he said. What?
So,
maybe you get a drink after the show.
You know, Wayne wants to go get a drink after the show. You know, Wayne.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm having a drink now, so you're a little behind the times, buddy.
You got the drive.
Oh,
that's right.
Well, I'm glad to have Chuck.
Chuck
is my former co-host, actually, when I first started, way back when. Her and I did the show together, so I'm glad she's back hanging out with me.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, what's your... So I don't know what to call you because I call you Jess. What's your favorite
call
smell?
Call me Jess. It's fine. Time for a new name again.
What?
I'm just here to support you. What do you need? So I used to be a...
What's your favorite smell?
Petrichor. Oh, I was going to find you that poem. How about you guys read a couple of poems and I'll bring a poem for you. I'll find it.
All right. Awesome. First, I do want to, we're going to get to Stephen Kay. And I do want to say that Stephen Kay inspired the show for me because I was one of their shows and jumped in, and they were talking about food, like comfort foods, like roast and pizza and chocolate chip cookies and all kinds of stuff. And on that show, I went, wow, I know I have a great show idea. So inspired, the show tonight was inspired by Stephen Kay. So I just want everybody to know that. I want to say thank you to them. It's amazing. So the first one I am going to put up then is going to be Miss Kay. If everybody's okay with that, I have her SoundCloud. Let's see if I can do this right. Again, I'm not working on my computer. My computer is dead. That's okay. We're going to do this. We'll go to here. We'll go to here.
Okay, I got something for you guys. Listen.
What?
Did you hear it?
Yeah, what is it?
Me opening a beer.
Oh, are you supposed to have beer on all those drugs you're on?
I thought it was an echo.
Well,
yeah, but I want to drink. So where's the money?
I've lost. I don't know where my keys are, so I'm good.
Well, that's good. All right, I have a. I need a beer now. Maybe I'll go to Long Island Iced Tea. All right. Miss Kay's poem is up, and we are going to hit the SoundCloud.
Tracing you betwixt the flowers. Okay. Whitewashed in treatment of grained lines. Hibiscus in the steps of fragrances of lilac tickling senses. Gardenias shooting stems proudly amongst the buds, hollyhocking in shades of blood, baby powder pinks, is a linened mulberry toil, cellophane in yesterday's. Prim and proper are the petals wilting, quilting their notions to cleanse, steeplechasing the birds on a wire, with pale blue papers, whisper of bouquets, bugle, horn and fragility, leading to remembrance, end poem.
Wow, that's gorgeous. Okay, I really do like that. I love prim and proper of the petals wilting, quilting their notions to cleanse. And I also like pale blue papers, whisper bouquets, bugle horning for it, fragility, leading to remembrance. I would love to be in that flower garden. I think you did a very beautiful job of describing something that would definitely bring back memories of someone's home or someone's there. It's like me being, smelling corn or, you know, in a cornfield or anything like that. There's just a special smell to a lot of plants and a lot of things. Mine, of course, is magnolias, which many of you know. But I really did enjoy that. Wayne, your thoughts on this?
Oh, this is a lovely poem and, very colorful and had a great flow. And, I like the line when you said a hollyhocking in the shades of blood. Baby powder pinks. It's kind of one thing to the other. That's a great line there. And I like the whole thing. It's good color. Good a lot of description, a lot of color, and a little bit of smell in there. It's like in there. So I like the whole lot. Good job.
And Catter?
I love the way she writes brevity. I think her lines are so powerful. It's I have to read them two or three times to gather everything I think she's meaning. She does well with colors and feelings. And what was puzzling was the picture of the lighthouse. Because like you said, there were flowers, the hibiscus, gardenias.
Yeah.
So she must be talking about the wind.
Well, It's actually, her author's notes, a reflection from my mother-in-law's house and yesterday's that holds dear memory. So I really, really did enjoy that. And Jessica, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't have the poetry in front of me, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right, but it's okay. I still have some comments to make. First of all, I agree with what everybody else said, but the imagery was so poignant and just so vibrant, even just hearing it and the way that it was articulated through the SoundCloud. It was very beautiful and definitely full of just really sharp imagery that just painted a beautiful mind picture.
Yeah, I thought so too. Well, I am going to jump right to Steve. Steven. I can call him Steve, that's not his name. And Steven. And go from there. Hello, Frank on the board. I hope you call. All right. So, let me go to my audio here. And here we go.
My Father's Pillow by Stephen 76. When I was a child and you would work, doing your daily grind, I'd lay on your bed and smell your scent, the scent of a man so kind. The night you passed, they took you away, your pillow I did smell. Your scent was there, I shed a tear. These last weeks have been hell. Weeks after the funeral, I grabbed the pillow, your scent no longer there, worn away from lack of use or laundered and put away with care. Worried someday I'd forget your scent, your voice, or even your smile. 4 years since you passed away, certain things fade after a while. Then Mom gave me a box of things that you did used to use, toilet trees of different types, and of course I was amused. Shaving soap was one of them. I used it right away. As I lathered up, I almost cried as memories came my way. Your scent was now all over my face and filling up my nose. And though I stood there shedding tears, my heart was all aglow. End poem.
Okay, so if I can get through this, because still grieving my own father, this is beautiful. And I think everybody we know has a scent to them, you know, that brings something to us. My very, very best friend smells of coffee and whiskey, so she's very special. But I think this was done very well. And I try to think of, you know, things that I would curl up in my dad, like lay on his shoulder and smell his cologne and what's in his jackets and, you know, all of those things. So I definitely can feel this, Stephen. I felt it really deeply, and I appreciate you bringing it to me. Wayne, thoughts on this?
Yeah, it brought back a lot of memories. After Mom passed, I could feel her when I was in her objects, but I reckon it was the smell of obviously, but I still have her couches in my living room, and I sleep under a quilt that she made, and she used to sleep under, and I can feel her presence whenever I'm around and stuff like that. It's a smell, but it's, you know, just they're there with you at the time. So I treasure stuff she had. It's really important to me. Great, great poem.
And how are your thoughts?
Yeah, the smells of thy father. Yeah, the cologne smell, aftershave, whatever your dad wore. I guess that's where they say that smell is the most powerful sense that brings up nostalgic feelings and the deepest. So, well, good right, Stephen. Yeah, I miss you, Dad. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And Jess, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I love the lyrical flow of the inner rhymes and words of choice and the tenderness that echoed through the words that were loving and tender but also haunted. I think when you're dealing with the death of a close loved one, you know, that I don't know that I think grief is something you adjust to, and like it's not, and you know, you think that you're doing good, and just a simple smell can bring back that memory of that person, and it's like you still can't deal with the fact that they're gone. Like grief and time are funny that way. Like you think it's okay, and a smell will just bring it back like it was just yesterday. So definitely felt the artist admiration through these carefully chosen words.
Absolutely. And I was going to talk to you guys about something that I read, which I thought was fabulous. Let me see first if I can get my head out of my rear end. We'll actually go there. But there is a direct correlation between smell and memory. And it's pretty interesting because the most sophisticated of the five senses is located closest to the hippocampus and amygdala. I cannot say that word. So good luck if you can. And it's direct form of communication. Go ahead, darling.
It's called the amygdala. And the only reason I know that is because of Waterboy, the Adam Sandler movie, amygdala. So he called it the amglada, but it's amygdala.
Thank you. This is why I have you around in my life. What they're coming to find out is that all of the other senses pass through a separate region of the brain before they're able to be processed. With the sense of smell, the olfactory cortex is linked directly to the little brain part that we just said, and the hippocampus, which are key components to the limbic system. So the limbic system is responsible for information process that impacts everything from the way we feel to how we learn to unconscious memories that impact the way we make daily choices, including how we feel about ourselves. So every one of those choices, every part of that brain, you have to go through your olfactory system before you even get to that. So basically, one of the things that science is researching is how people losing their smell may correlate with Alzheimer's or dementia. So they're actually doing tests now to see if it's possible to find a way to bring back smell, or that smell has something very much to do with memory. So there's a couple of articles out there if you guys want to get into about how smell and dementia could be rooted in the loss of the olfactory memory. I thought it was pretty fascinating because...
No, I don't want to interrupt. Continue. Please.
So it's like when you get older, and especially people with Alzheimer's, they remember things from the past. So if they smell something, they can trigger like their first date or a string of memories associated with emotions that define the relationship where they were in. So smelling something can take you as far back as your memories can carry you, no matter what age you are. And I find that really fascinating. So it's brilliant.
Do they mention at all how music can snap somebody into back into a state of mind in which they are able to communicate with you? You know, they've done that with some of the dementia patients. They play music, and it can, somebody that hasn't smiled or had any facial expressions for you know, years or months, will smile and actually look at the person, wondering if they had mentioned that. You know, and I'm wondering if that was a planned. Was that planned, or was that just a happy coincidence for us to be able to feel that warm, fuzzy, nostalgic feeling?
Through warm chocolate chip cookie smells and all that kind of stuff.
Say that again.
I said between the music and warm chocolate cookies, the smell of chocolate chip cookies come out of the oven. Everybody gets the fuzzies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you hate chocolate chip cookies.
I agree. I agree. I didn't know it was directly hooked up to your thing in your brain.
I don't know. I didn't know that either. I didn't know that every part of the brain first has to go through the olfactory system. I did not know that until I started doing the show, and I thought it was a pretty cool fact. Every aspect of the brain first goes, that's the first system it hits. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Can I say something?
All right.
I want to say something. I actually had a new development in my life. I work with special needs children now. I have been, this is my second year in special education, and last year I was in a classroom and I was part of the like just supporting the classroom and helping to create the environment that made it safe. And it was an inner city school in Harrisburg. And I used aromatherapy to help these kids would throw desks. They'd get violent. It was quite
what
the
age,
experience.
What age?
High school. It was an inclusive classroom, which means it was all grades. They don't really teach to the grade. In that kind of program, they teach to the ability of the students. So it just depends. There's actually many levels to special education. It's all about putting them in the least restrictive environment. But these kids come with a lot of issues and stuff. And so I used aromatherapy to keep them calm, and it worked. And I bet when they smell that smell, I trained their brains to be calm. So it's just like they're in a situation and they smell that smell. I know that it will enact those warm feelings that I created in the environment of the classroom, not only appealing to the olfactory senses, but other senses as well.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, leaps and bounds.
Any thoughts on
this? The brain's hooked up with all these little connections, and then when you have something that you really like, hold out to you, the connections get stronger and stronger. So when you have Alzheimer's or something, the strongest connection will be the last that will go away. So you think you can pay for the most was what you will bring back present memories in the Alzheimer's cases, because you get a stronger connection with those certain responses. And so that makes sense that Alzheimer's would respond to something they really like, because the brain is still connected that little bit, but they can make sense of it all. But yeah, it's good topic and a good subject. I enjoyed just it.
Cool. And I believe I have Pretty Bird on the line. Is there Pretty Bird or Rack and Tool?
Pretty Bird! Hey, girl, hey!
It's me.
Who do I have? 111. It's Rack!
Me, me, me.
Hi, darling. How's
What's going
Rack
on?
Who is it?
Rack and Tool.
Someone said something about smells, and I had a...
How are you, buddy? It's Jess. What's up?
How you doing, Jess?
My car did, though.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, your car made it out to this place, but not you. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't, it's a special sound to get a notice from Delaware and you've never been to the state.
Because Sweet Pea got a ticket while she was driving Jessica's car in Jersey.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I have a ticket that I got from a state I've never been to.
So,
I thought you would have got a ticket.
No, because in Colorado you can take any tolling, and then they bill you for the toll. I did not know in New Jersey, if you're in the wrong toll lane, they bill you $30, which is ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I just think it's annoying, but it's so hilarious. Like, only Sweet could get away with this stuff with me. And, so funny. She's my queen, that's for sure.
Okay.
Hey, baby girl, can you put up my phone or put me in the order? It's convenient for you.
Yeah, I can. Yes. Yes, I will. Wayne,
yes.
I don't have your SoundCloud.
It's on the board, the topic board. Right in my.
It's on the topic board. It's just not in my studio.
Oh, well, we can get it. We'll do it some other time.
She was slacking. She didn't upload.
That's all right. No big deal.
Behave.
You could read.
Oh, you mean read the thing? I don't know about read. I can read the thing. I can read. I've read once before. I can read. I'll read it. The music was much better with the music in the saxophone bar, and it was a lot better with the music, but I'll read it.
I know. I know it's so much better with the music. I have no doubt. If you want to wait, I'll see if I can load it really quick. Okay?
But don't worry, take time.
Someone else can read while you load that.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have Hatter read.
Sleepy's going to get loaded quick.
Is Rocket Tour misbehaving? Do I need to take the dungeon?
No, I'm good. He's allowed to misbehave on my show.
I think he's kind of wanting
to. I'll let you know.
All right, good.
Yes.
I'm here.
I wouldn't doubt that. All right, so let's go back to Team of Voices. And we'll go here. And I'll put this up for you, Hatter. Because it looks amazing.
Mr. Seppo.
Play with me.
Found it in my vault, and I put a spell on you. It's called Death's Perfume. It goes like this. Come on. Listen to the shadow whispered winds before a witch's moon. Heed the warnings of the tides painted with the bitch's broom. Tidal hands will wash the stones within a shoreless bay. Echoes heard from a doomsday ship. From the shadows in which they lay. Empty castles beyond your sight with the dreams of passing moon. Creaking tales of yesterday and the stench of desperation. You can't hear me?
Hard to hear.
Yeah, hold on, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was trying to load Wayne and he started talking.
Okay. Well, I was there.
So you want to start over? He interrupted you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, dear.
Death's Perfume. Listen to the shadow whispered words or winds before the bitch's moon. Heed the warnings on the tides painted with the bitch's broom. Tidal hands will wash the shores, will wash the stones within a shoreless bay. Echoes heard from the doomsday ship in the shadows in which they'll lay. Empty castles beyond your sight with the streams of the passing moon. Preaching tales of yesterday. With the stench of Death's Perfume. So I put a smell on you.
I love empty castles beyond your sight with the dreams of passing moon and preaching tales of yesterday. With the stench of Death's Perfume. Ugh. First off, I can't stand the smell of death. But it's just wrong. But, I love your rhyme and I love everything like that. You are my Hatter. You're my sweet, sweet marshmallow. But this is not a very marshmallowy poem. I have to tell you that.
I was
kind of dark for
8 years ago. It was 8 years ago.
How were you?
Well, I wrote more brevity and very dark. Most of it, some of it was very, you know, like lost in metaphors, but I slowly got out of that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I thought this was beautiful. And Wayne, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to load yours simply because I'm not on my computer. So I don't have my converter. I don't have anything with me. So I totally am sorry. Let's talk about Hatter.
Yes.
So let's talk about Mad Hatter's Smell of Death. Reckontor, your thoughts?
I'd like to go first.
Oh man, Hatter, you did a great job with this. I love the imagery. You know, the broom line was great. The whole thought was lovely, and then the close of, about the stench of death was perfect. This is really a great piece.
Thank you, Rick.
Absolutely. And Jessica.
Sorry, I didn't realize. I can't hear very well, and I can barely talk. So I'm trying. I have this to say to you, is what a wonderful world it is to walk back down the rabbit hole with you again into Mad Hatter land. Even though it's dark, but the one thing I love about your poetry, Hatter, it's simple, but it's simple and complex all at once. Like good art, you look at something and you see, like, you always see something new. And so I love your mastery with word choices and the painting of the words with the mood, even though it is, yes, a little dark, but it's real and it's honest. And it's a peek into that Mad Hatter head of yours, which is a beautiful thing.
Well, if I had known you were coming, I would have posted something more recent. This is a very old one.
Okay, buddy, I'll be around. I just had a couple of years of a lot going on, like we all did, and I just had to step away. But you know, I come back eventually.
Thank you,
Chess. Hey, so she's so sweet sometimes. Back and toward your thoughts.
I think you already did.
I am Ruth. I comment.
Thanks, Ruth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Wayne. I'm sorry. Yeah. Duh.
Yeah, so you have to watch it when death rolls in. I like the way this poem goes. It goes, painted with the bitch's broom. That's a great line. Nice and dark,
yeah.
Good rhyme. Dark, death sure can't stink, but so can life. This is a great little poem here, and I enjoyed it a whole lot there, Hatter. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
And Wayne, it is time for you to read, my darling.
Okay, I'm going to read this thing here. So she needs a favor. It was like this. Hard to believe she wanted me to lend a hand. Just act up last week. She said I wasn't her man. Should have known when she asked me to have a drink. She said she wanted us to get together and think. I walked in, saw those 60 legs so long. When she gave me a kiss, knew something was wrong. She looked so sad with tears in her eyes. Never could stand it when she cries. Sat at the bar, drank, talked for a while. I thought I saw her give me a 60 smile. Finally asked, why did she have me come here? Drink a martini. But she knows I don't have beer. She quietly said she made a mistake. It happened when she was taking a bathroom break. She dropped a valuable ring down in the toilet. Asked if I was lying, reaching in again. I said I didn't want to reach into that mess. But I told her I would try and do my best. I fished it out and cleaned it up. I threw it up my sleeve, handed her, and she smiled and said, I said I could leave. And all I know is I didn't like the way she said a bit. So I walked out of her telling her she was full of shit. Now I know why I don't live near hell. I think it's because I don't like the smell. You?
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. As always, it starts off sexy and sweet, and they're, you know, and then, bam, you are in the middle of shit, as always. I don't know how you managed to do it, but this is great. I love it. I would have kept the ring. I would have kept the ring, honey.
I thought that was after the line, all I know, I didn't like what she said a bit. And then I figured it was coming when she said, I'm lucky that she didn't take it.
Yeah. I would have kept the ring. Just FYI, I think that would have been my, through all of this, I would have said, you know what, you want to play with my emotions, I'm done. I'm keeping the ring.
You earned it.
That's right. You did earn it. Oh, I'm so sorry I didn't put you to get your SoundCloud, unfortunately. If I was on my own computer, I would have been boom, boom, boom. But I can't do anything. Oh, I feel awful, but I love this.
Welcome to my
it's
world.
It's perfect. I know. Okay, so Rack and Tour thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I love Wayne. he gets away with beer and telling someone he's full of shit. I mean, you know, you want to know where you stand. Wayne's the place to be.
Yep. Don't go camping.
That's true.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God. I've been killed by Wayne, so it was very good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he took her out in the car.
Wayne does a series of serial killer poems, and I was one of his victims. So, it was a lot of fun. You did. So, Jess, your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, I can't speak a lot to the words because I'm flying blind, but first of all, I think I'm going to have a stiff drink just because it just sounds so good. He made it sound so good. And then, yeah, definitely, I wasn't able to hear everything, but it was catchy and fun and just really lighthearted and definitely kind of a nice break to the mood. So really cool. I like it.
What would he do for a Klondike bar?
I know what you did, so call me. Oh my goodness, I know what you did, you call me, okay? I saw what you did for a Klondike bar.
I even have no idea what those two are talking about, so that's between them.
I'm not even in that world or that realm.
No, but
so.
But some things ever change. We just see.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know,
okay, so we're gonna roll into Frank. I said we're gonna roll into Frank as I get Jessica's poem up and running, which I'm just gonna put on the board. But let's get Mr. Frank. Let's see what he's brought us tonight and smells. I'm not even sure we can even comprehend what Frank's going to bring us, but
I'm sure it stinks.
A certain smell.
Because Frank is always very interesting, and we love to hear him read. But I never know if he's going to laugh or if he's going to give us that sadness. So I'm waiting to find out. All right. Let's get him up. There you go. And then let's listen to him. All right, guys, here we go.
I once had loved the most beautiful woman I knew in the entire world. But she left me wondering afterwards. why did she really have to go so far away, never to return to the sea that born our true love, leaving me here on the edge of the beach, still intoxicated with her scent. I can hear the dulcet tone of the whispers of her mellifluous voice, see the twinkling stars of her sparkling smile in the gem of her onyx eyes, will feel the softness of the purity of a morning tide brush my bare feet. As I linger in the melancholic blues of the memory of her pretty face, we were like two seahorses bonded in the affection of two eternal soulmates, forever hand to hand within the pages of a romantic and magical tale of love, creating chapters every day with the power of our sentimental odyssey, where nobody could tear us apart so easily, it seemed to me. Somehow, our dreams of innocence became so bittersweet and impossible. We both got lost in the winds of doubt, in the storming tides of change. Our sand castle that was strong before was nothing more than specks of dust, dissolving into the bottom of the sea, where they remain in the forlorn treasure. I know deep down in my heart I'll never see her again by the sea, and I have to settle with the intoxication of her former scent, the sad regret of love on the rocks, the sad regret of love on the rocks.
Well, there we go.
Mi amor.
Well, Frank. Here we go. No magic. No magic going on there. So, I mean, no magic laughter, no craziness. It's all magic. I actually really enjoyed this one. Oh, he's still talking. Music's not done. Thank you, Frank. Sorry. Didn't mean to go through the last part of your music. But I really, really enjoyed this. I love we're like two seahorses bonded in the affection of two eternal soulmates. I love the whole piece, two seahorses, because I don't know, I just like that image. Creating chapters every day, the power of our sentimental odyssey. I thought that was kind of gorgeous too, sir. And I like the softness. There, I was waiting to see if we were going to go dark or light, but I really like the softness tonight. I think you did a really good job on that. So,
yeah, I got one,
bravo,
I got one question.
Yes.
Does he know the relationship between seahorses? Because the male gets impregnated with the eggs and has to stay home in the seaweed bed while she goes gallivanting to the discotheques. Yeah.
Well, good for her.
That's feminism right there. That's a woke seahorse.
Hey, what seaweed? The seahorses are real.
Absolutely. So, Jess, I sent Frank's poem to you so you can make a comment. And Wayne, your thoughts on the happy.
There's nothing better than that, being intoxicated by the scent of a woman. Well, maybe fried chicken is close. And there's that bacon smell. Anyway, it's quite the romantic stinker. Good job, Frank. Good read. Loved it.
Oh, absolutely. And Rag and Tor, your thoughts, my dear?
Yeah, I like how he pulled that line, "Love on the Rocks." I can't get that song out of my head now, Frank. I'm gonna reach to the phone and hit you for that one. But other than that, I mean, the poem, like Sweet Pea mentioned, you know, it had a beautiful softness to it, the imagery. Although I didn't want to be imagining your feet, the rest of it was beautiful, though. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed your wordplay and the scenario you painted. You did a great job with it.
Absolutely.
Oh.
And
on the rock. Oh, it's beautiful. It's very nostalgic. It's very, I think we all have that one person that, especially as poets, we all have that one person or thing, like a dark mother, you know, that completely fascinates our muse or genius, whatever you want to call it. And like, it sounds like this was that for this person, you know, just the beautiful word choices, but the torment. I love Unrequited and just knowing you can't stop yourself. Like, you're going to love them anyways. So, you know, like, it's that 13 inches we always talk about, Sweet, like, between the head and the heart.
Yeah.
In your head, you know that this is what it is, but your heart, it just doesn't stop believing. Who sings that song, Heather? Don't stop believing. Like, it's struggling, but.
Journey.
Yes, journey. But, you know, and I think that's the blessing and the curse of being a poet is we encapsulate things in time. You know, it's like our words and what we paint, the pictures we paint with them become time capsules that sometimes haunt us for a very long time. That's what I got from this poem.
Very nice. And then, let's see, Wayne, your thoughts.
I already gave my thoughts, both of them.
Oh, did you? Okay. Both of them.
You
but
did,
yeah, too, and I liked them. I really need to get my computer back because I am bouncing way too much, and I apologize to everyone out there. But that is just,
isn't it a wonderful experience? I've been on my phone for way too long. There's some things you just can't do on your phone.
No, there's nothing to do.
Let's see. Sweet Pea's
magic.
And then there's Amadeus is going to join us. Yeah.
All right.
So,
good boy.
I actually have this poem on the board. So, Jessica,
are you ready for
want to take
Jessica.
It away?
Jessica,
I am ready for you. Jessica,
okay. Give me a second. I need to take a minute and cough. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Rocketeer, I'm actually in quarantine. I'm sick.
That about me all the time, so I don't feel bad.
All right. So this one is, it's not new. I've read it before, but it's a good one. Fragrance of Forgiveness. Off a white porch, a faded floor, concrete footing, smell of sweet from a sky of gray. Many days haunted, moment stays in the floods of ache and pain of this earth not wanting to remain. Will someone exactly explain that the only one who can aim? And they stand obsidian rooks, so it bookends my ellipsis. The rain changes the intensity to flooding, to drizzle, to fading. To keep one's head above water against the ones who'd push me under. And I wonder how, my very own father and mother.
and I wander away from the cesspool of their rain to gain a cure from these binding poison chains. Cloud-silvered grace's shade, my wounded vision adjusting, the light that filtered faints, turning up sensitivity change. My mind insists to remember the smell of my life eclipse. So sweet my fear it defeats, the fragrance of my forgiveness. Petrichor. End poem.
Wow, Jess, this is stunning. I mean, off a white porch of faded floor to paint concrete footing, the sweet smell from the gray sky. The vision you set and the stage that you set is phenomenal. Between obsidian rocks and your aches and your pains and keeping your head above water and the smell of the cesspool. I wandered away from the cesspool. Grace. And all of the things that you talk about are just beautiful. And I know that you've defeated a whole lot of fears, and I love the fragrance of my forgiveness. I think that's just a beautiful line. Got a little writer's envy on that. There's so much here, so much depth.
Is she getting the forgiveness or giving her forgiveness?
Well, you can ask.
My forgiveness.
Actually, this is a weird thing. This is actually a painting of a memory I had because I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska, and our summers were so short. They were short, but they were long because the days were long. It was like 20 hours of sunlight, and so like we'd be out playing at 1 in the morning, and our parents would come get us because it was still like noonday sun. It was the land of the midnight sun, so. When it rains there, and especially if it rained for a while, I think with the mountains and everything, it trapped that sweet aroma that you get, kind of like that ozone smell after the rain. And I grew up at the same house most of my childhood, and we had this white porch, and it looked like what everybody would want on the outside, but on the inside it was not a pretty place to be and stuff. And forgiveness has been a major theme of my life. And this was a way of painting that, repainting that in a picture of words. And too, it was someone here on All Poetry that introduced me to the word petrichor. It was many years ago. And and they defined it. And I just fell in love with the word and made the poem out of it.
Yeah, there's something about that word that triggers something memory. I don't know. I can't remember what, though. Petrichor.
Tell them the definition of the word, because I found it fascinating.
So, the fragrance of my forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
You're asking for forgiveness, or you forgiving? You're the one forgiving.
I think it's both. I feel like I've had to forgive myself just as much as I have to forgive the people. You know, it's just forgiveness. I don't know. People always seem to have, especially religious people, which I'm not particularly religious. They seem to have these epiphany moments where like, oh, I just forgave them and I just let it go. And it's just like, oh, cool. Yeah, I guess I'm not that holy because I've never had one of those experiences, but I guess this would be the closest. But I just feel like as much as I've forgiven, I feel as much as I need to be forgiven. You know, it's just like it's a give and take, so it's both. It's equal to both.
Yeah.
I agree.
I can see that.
Rack, any thoughts?
Oh, yeah, it's a lovely thought, the way that you constructed the piece, and you tied forgiveness into the scent of the rain. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, when I get religious about it, you know, washing away your sins. But, you know, the forgiveness aspect of it, the scent of your forgiveness, like Sweet mentioned, that's a beautiful line. That'll stay with me. the thought of the different scents of the rain that you mentioned in the middle of the piece too, the way that you talk about the change of the smell. It's very visceral. It's just one of those things. And you did a beautiful job painting that picture. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Me too. I miss your poetry.
I know.
I really do.
I know. You all lure me back at some point.
I know. And
your poetry.
I know. So I have put my piece up, and it's How to Pay Attention. You're going to be impressed. So this is called Not a Flower, a Glass of Champagne. I saw you first before you knew my name, a catalyst of feelings rushed into my brain, stirring a dichotomy brewing deep inside my veins. His emerald eyes called me without fear or shame. In broken glass slippers, I walked into his game. He held not a flower or a glass of champagne. Evening turned to morning, talking about our pain. In a white dress full of daydreams, my love was proclaimed. Days turned into years, his eyes burned, no passion in the flames. I fought my fears in teardrops, cursing his surname. Felt no pleasure in his arms, living numb and in a haze. In a rage of lonely, I knew I was to blame. Fury has no consciousness, and I was hard to tame. He laughed in the chaos, his cruelty haunts my days. In silence I wander in the halls of the insane. His emerald eyes scorn me without fear or shame. In broken glass slippers, I had lost the game. He held not a flower or a glass of champagne. End poem.
Oh, man. That takes you right to the gut, man.
Yeah. You're telling us, sweet. This is beautiful. The imagery of the broken glass. Is tying the whole fairy tale together for me. The white dress and cursing his surname. So is it the pain and regret and his green eyes and the scorn? Word choices strike such emotional chords. The whole thing kind of takes you on a bit of a roller coaster. And in the end, you know, I can't help but feel broken. You really kill us. You really know how to do that.
Yeah.
Really yeah. What'd you think, Jess?
Oh my God, I thought the same thing. Like, it's like you saw the. It's like I haven't even recovered yet. Like, it's just especially that last line because I am flying a little blind because I can't get the links to work. But it's just like I need to see it. To feel the impact, and I'm used to hearing her poetry a lot, so like out of everybody's poems I can listen to hers and get what she's saying because I've been listening to her personally for years, and it's just like I know some of the backstory behind this, you know, and so it's beautiful because I know some of what you're picking from, but see, man, that last line, it's like, was a gut punch. It's like, dang, nobody surprises me on this planet more than you do, sweet pea. Jeez.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but okay, thank you.
Okay,
I really appreciate it.
I'm not gonna lie. I love you.
Oh. I love you, too.
It's
very
Patter, your
thoughts. Yeah, you know, it can scare me sometimes. You can write. I mean, I'd love to know how fast you write these. I mean, does it come easy? Because
I'm not saying that's
not quality. I'm just saying that you're good at it. I like the.
Do you know how hard I worked on this poem today? Very.
It shows.
And because
it shows.
It rhymes.
Yeah, no. I, I'm I'm not trying to belittle what you did. It's just, you, it's spot on. It just seems like it flows out. I love the line, felt no pleasure in his arms, living numb in the haze, in the rage of loneliness. That should maybe, I knew I was to blame. In the rage of lonely, I knew I was to blame. Great line. It sucks when you know it was you, huh?
Yeah, it does.
No flowers.
So
with the
yeah, no flowers or champagne. So, no, I really work hard when I rhyme. And I'm always trying to impress Heather. So if I do a rhyme, I really have to work at it. And I always want to make sure Heather likes it because he's my rhyming guy. So,
no pressure.
Well, there is pressure. Because you know I don't rhyme, but I'm glad you like this one. I'm sure that you
can
write at some point or so.
I should have a sweet list so I can, the ones that I save and bookmark, I know where they're at. I have to go searching for the ones that I save because there are some. Rack, what was that one she did that was, she ended up in some gory line or something, or just unexpected.
Oh, she does that a lot. My favorite one
was
finding her head in the forest, but, you know, she's got a lot of signature lines.
I know. Exactly my point. Scary.
Signature sweet.
Yeah, I'm
no, there's a wit to it. There's after you've have a grasp of rhyme and cadence, your wit shows you're able to write and reach in for whether it's funny or unexpected, and you do both.
Oh,
so I have to strap myself in every time you read. I got to strap myself in.
Thank you, dear. You guys make me feel wonderful. Ah, wow. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I was
did
hoping for
Wayne?
A time. Huh?
We
yeah,
lost
we lost
Wayne?
Wayne, unfortunately. We lost Wayne. Wayne had to go kill someone, I'm sure.
hey, sweet. Is this okay?
Yes. Are you
going to go? I do, baby girl. I'm not feeling well. And,
thank you
I stand
so
on
much.
You know I'll do anything
thank
you ask.
Thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
Thanks
hey, guys, it was
tonight.
Awesome to hang out with you. I'll see you on the flip side.
Okay, bye, Jess.
I'll talk
bye,
to you later. Night.
All right.
Bye,
night,
bye,
everybody.
Good night, darling. So, yeah, that was a great surprise for me for Chuck, actually. She's going to try to call in last week and didn't, and she was able to make it tonight, even though she didn't feel good. So that makes me happy. We've got two more poems. One is Deb's, and one is Adam's. And trying to make sure.
I could read Deb's.
I was going to say, you read Deb, I'll read Adam. Okay.
Reading it is Easter.
Not at the same time, though.
Are they posted? Do I have
no, I don't.
Am I
I haven't posted it yet. I'm working on that.
I put another one in the show page. I wanted to press check. It's been so long since I talked to her.
Oh. She'll be back. She's gonna kind of start. Yeah, she's gonna start kind of coming in and out. So she's just
all
finishing
right.
up her master's program. So in about 6 weeks, she might be able to come. No,
you just posted yours again.
Oh, that's not good, huh? I need to post.
well,
see, I like mine so
again.
Much. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I put so much work into it. Do you know how much time I put into this poem? No, sorry.
Yeah, that
Okay, Armando Ruiz, where are you? Okay. Copy. Let's go back to where I need to be.
The date is the what? What's the date? 18th? 18th today?
Yeah, today is the 18th, yes. All right, here we go. There's that.
Hey. Oh, okay, there it is. That's Deborah Lee. Can smells carry away like a time machine? Carry you away like a time machine. The thin stem flowers and the cut crystal vase transports the brain as the scent tickles the nose. Fingertips clasp the bloom, then heartbeats race, inhaling the sweet perfume from the pastel rose, carrying fragrance to grow a smile in the face. Then the thorn pricks skin and red blood flows. Goosebumps scrambled up the flesh at fast pace, and in the brain, the movie theater picture shows flashing shades of lavender, silk, and purple lace, shooting little shivers from the scalp of her toes. Glimpse of tan skin locked and in naked embrace. I'm sorry. Glints of tan skin touched in naked embrace. Locked in naked embrace. Flushing arousal's lighted flame grows. Just like time machines travel to outer space, aromas fuel journeys as their cologne grows. Baked bread in the gum and grandma with eczema on her face. Mom and baby powder and vanilla candle that glows. A grandmother's scent of chantilly perfume on lace. Dad in spiced aftershave and starch scented clothes. Grandpa is in the cherry pipe tobacco hovering in space. And my grandfather is saltwater ocean air that blows. All scents can transport me or you to another place. I'm sorry, Deb, I blew that.
those are some complicated lines in that one. Shooting little shivers from the scalp to 10 toes, skin locked in naked embrace, blushing blushed. That's very difficult for me to say. Flushing blushed as arousal ignites, flame grows. But yeah, flushing blushed is going to trip the tongue up of most of us, Hatter. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. I thought it was great read. Okay.
It's reading cold. I don't. Second time.
Right.
Reading.
Yeah. I just. Flushing blushed. That was throwing me very much. So like you said, reading cold. Yeah. To kind of. Yeah. But I love
no
the last stanza. Yeah, no periwinkle. You're right.
No periwinkle, yeah.
No periwinkle. What? Oh, wow. That's true. My favorite stanza though is the last. My grandma sent his chantilly perfume on lace. Dad spiced aftershave and starch scented clothes. Grandpa's the cherry pipe tobacco hovering in space. My grandmother's salted ocean, saltwater ocean and air that blows. All scents can transport me or you to another place. So, I mean, God, when I think of my grandmother, I think of baby powder, like a very soft uh-huh. scent of baby powder, because that's kind of who she was, and I never really thought about that in a long time. But because she wore a wig, she had a pizza, I think it's called. She always powdered her head and her wig, so she always smelled this very delicate powder, and I haven't really thought about that in a very long time, so... Thanks for this poem, Deb. I think that's wonderful. And Hatter, you read it, so give me your thoughts.
The rhyme pattern threw me, too, also. I didn't match the cadence. She's got the A, B, A, B, A, B. And she starts with that two-line lines carrying fragrance. In then in the middle, she goes. Shows based. There's three in the middle, just like time machine travel to outer space, aroma filled journeys as her cologne grows and face and glows. That's a four. So she goes 6, 6, 4, 6. Interesting. And then sorry, Deb, again, I should have read it first.
Oh, wow, I thought this was gorgeous. So I am going to go ahead and read Adam, and then we are actually, Adam, you've got one more on the board, and then we are going to be done for the night. And thank you guys for coming to my smelly show. Let's see if I can go find my buddy Adam, who I cannot ever, ever do his poetry justice. Ever, never. So I wish you was here to read it. Okay. I did it on the board. That would be a smart thing to do. I'm going to start reading without putting it on the board for you guys. not good.
Happens. I posted into other groups.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Oh. All like, whose phone is that? Oh,
it's like spread the love.
That's right. Give it to everybody. This is Autumn Leaves.
Autumn Leaves.
The edge will, the edge folded of the horizon's death, dimly walked in the continued crease. Sidewalks, winds, and tree rooted pearl, uneven in its eventuality of breeze. October forgot to tell me I was yearning, and as a wisp of sweet char kindling, burning bright in shadows, memory came, the gathered palette of autumn knots, I was taken away. Awoken yesterday's innocence, draped in the curtain of umbers and dirt, pungent sweet earth, home in ratty hand-me-down sweaters, toothless grins and red barn dares, carefully aloft in the hustling whisper of closet kisses and weeps below the willow and the stillness. Stillness I woke from into November's rain as its bitter kiss which today became haggard hands, a leaf crumbles to the touch, and the hiss of the downpour extinguishes the bonfires this eve. Lonely walks in the chair of nostalgia and the burrow of pain. Has the road always been uneasy as I've watched the leaves fall? And poem. I really, really, really enjoyed this, Adam, even though I would really, really love to have you read it because I don't have your cadence and I don't have your voice, and you have such a lovely way about reading poetry. So I apologize if I didn't read it as well as it should have been read. But I love the stillness I woke from in November's rain as its bitter kiss wet my cheek and today became haggard hands. I think that's just a stunning stanza. Not that there aren't ever. And I love the third stanza where you just describe things, you know, as they were, as, you know, your hand-me-down sweaters and your red barn dares. There's something about a barn. The smell of a horse takes me somewhere way different. I've got so many memories. And, you know, and carefree aloft the hushing whisper of closet kisses and leaves below the willow. I love willow trees. That also brings back memories. So I think you did such a beautiful job here. I just thought it was stunning. Had are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is really familiar. I mean, and I say that being that the metaphors were... It was well done. Yeah. This is, you know, I've been told sometimes when the flow, when a rhyming poem flows right, you don't even know it's rhyming, right? That's a big
right.
Compliment. This is one that you didn't know it wasn't. He uses there is a a science, if you want, for lack of a better word, of what sounds are more satisfying after the, after a certain sound. A rhyme, I'm talking about rhyming sounds.
Onomatopoeia?
If you use like before and lower and door, there are certain sounds that will go after that that's more satisfying and pleasing to the reader's ear. So you're always conscious of how you piece it together. He's got it. They're near rhymes, which makes that sense to me that you didn't know it wasn't rhyming. That was very good.
Right. Exactly. Thought it was stunning. And Hatter, your thoughts?
I can be Hatter.
I meant Black and Swore, your thoughts. Good Lord. It's tired. You guys have had a headache. I have had a headache through this whole show, and it blatantly poured itself out on it. So I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. It's an honor to be mistaken for Hatter. although,
there's
anyway.
Only two people in this room, and I can't get screwed up. How bad is that?
You know, well, you know, you love Hatter just that much, so, you know, I can understand. I can understand, you know. He did a great job tying the emotions to his experiences in this, I think, and then pulling out the smells, no pun intended. But, you know, it was just, you know, lovely the way that he kind of took us on the journey with him. You know, mentioning the horses and everything, and some things that you don't wouldn't necessarily, you know, associate a smell with, like a sweater. He kind of pulled it out, you know, and added that dash of emotion to it too. The smell kind of generates that memory. He did a great job with that.
Absolutely. Okay, Hatter, you've got your poem up.
It's an oldie but a goodie. My heart aches in colors. I like this. My heart aches in colors, my tears now bitter wine, painting walls that surround me with the brush of forgotten times. The blues are blackened by the spaces where a memory once grew. The distant flames now falls to paint the walls of loving you. Fails to paint the walls of loving you. The tears now fall upon the sheets that fills a lonely stream. Gray mist lace the lonely cries within my fading dreams. That's it.
That's it. Like, that's it. Damn. That's it. Like, okay, my brilliance is over.
What?
That's
like, I'm done. My brilliance is over. Wow. I love it. Wow. I'm just like, wow. How do you see you always wow me? You talk about strapping someone in. That's you. I always have to strap myself in when you read. Because I never, ever know what's going to happen, where it's going to go. If you're going to make me cry, if you're going to make me laugh, if you're going to make me want to, like, just jump through the radio and hug you. But, yeah, this is one of those. I'm going to jump through the radio and hug you. Blues are blackened by the spaces where a memory once grew. The distant flames now fail to paint the walls of loving you. How gorgeous is that stanza? The distant flames now fail to paint the walls of loving you. Gorgeous. I mean, gray mist lace on lonely cries within my fading dreams. Gray mist lace. First off, I love that line, Poet Envy right here. I think it just flows, and it's got such a, it almost like the poem cries itself. Like it has its own tears. So I think that's just beautiful.
Cool. Thank you.
And you're welcome. Back to your thoughts.
After he leaves me broken on the floor, you want me to comment on that, huh? The thought of, you know, loving someone to the point that it breaks you is one that's a little too familiar to You definitely have a way about the way that you write that comes out, and you know, this is no different. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Rex.
All right, so what is on the worlds in our world this week? Let's see. Tomorrow night, Thursday night. I don't think we have anything going on Thursday night, but Friday night, what's happening with you and you, Mr. Hatter?
I'm not scheduled. Oh, Saturday.
I meant Saturday night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with AP Taylor in Australia and Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
Hatter Day Saturday.
Yes.
Our prompt is, oh, I know this. We did Venom. Oh, and I picked.
No, that was last week. I didn't show up.
Yeah, Venom. But I picked the other one.
No. No.
Was it the Miracles?
This week is Where Has All the Magic
Gone? Yeah, Where'd the Magic Go? Why didn't know Miracles?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. That's a good question. Why are there no more miracles?
Where are the good guys?
I don't know.
Where are the good guys?
Yeah. Wow. That's a good question. That should be fun. So I hope I'm not missing anyone. And then, of course, Sunday night, we have our Naughty Night is going on Sunday night. And then Monday night is Deb's Picture Prompt, which is good. You really should. It's a lot of fun. Monday night is Personal Prompt, and those pictures are gorgeous next week. I just cannot tell you how much I think how beautiful they are. If you haven't jumped on and seen them, they are stunning.
And then I'm on Tuesday.
And then you are on Tuesday night. Yes, you are. And yours is?
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? That's what it was. Who cares? Who cares what's going on?
Hey, Deb.
I don't care.
Hey, sweet. Hey, sweets.
Yes. Yes.
Next Tuesday. I think it's next Tuesday is Deborah's birthday.
Uh-oh.
The 24th?
The 24th? Oh, God. 23rd or 24th.
We'll
have to look.
I know. We'll have to go look. We'll have to go
be
find
in touch.
Yes, please
yeah.
Be in touch. We'll put something together. Especially because I have my show on the
25th.
So.
Well, if it's Tuesday, you can hijack my show because I don't care.
Well, if it's Tuesday
yeah,
or Wednesday, we'll do.
Yeah, well, I'm slated for Tuesday, but, you know, I'd gladly, you know, celebrate the occasion.
You want to switch to Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We can always switch on Wednesday if you want. I'll give you my Wednesday if I take your Tuesday.
Sure.
Okay, that'll work. So if we'll find out when Deb's birthday is. And if it's Tuesday...
Don't tell anybody. Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell anyone, yeah. We'll jump over. We'll jump over that, and then...
yeah, that'll work.
We'll have some fun with that. Yeah, that will be fun. Okay.
Light the candles on the cake and burn the house down.
Burn the house down. Excellent. All right, guys. Well, oh, Hatter. Let's see. I think that's all we've got going on.
Thank you, sweet.
Unless you can think of something else. So remember, take a deep breath and smell your life, because it'll help you
remember to
later.
Breathe.
Remember smell you later.
Smell. Remember to breathe.
Yeah, smell you later.
Smell you
later.
Smell on you.
Smell
I love that, by
the
way.
Screaming
yeah.
Jay Hawkins.
Yeah, John Fogerty. That's all I hear is Fogerty. I think it's the best rendition.
I hear the original. I hear Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Yeah, it's too slow. I like the way John Fogerty. I mean, there's not a whole lot of words to the song, and that long solo, guitar solo he does is freaking, it's iconic, man. Put a spell on you.
Yeah.
I always wondered why it wasn't on their gold albums because they didn't write it. I think it wasn't. I think it was the reason.
Well, I'm glad we learned about smelling and what it really does. And again, I'm fascinated with the fact that every part of the brain has to go through that, the olfactory system before it can even make a memory. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that was.
So, I think that stinks.
You're funny.
Well, something you got to pay
right,
attention
guys.
To when you smell something. How strong does it trigger that memory compared to hearing a song or seeing something? So you got to pay it. You got to sort of realize what's happening at the time. Be aware.
Right.
Smell the roses. Okay.
Absolutely.
Good show.
All right, guys. We're gonna head out with Hatter's song and say goodnight. Thank you,
goodnight,
guys.
Stinker.
Good night, Doctor.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
guys.